to Total Wealth Academy's GetTotalWealth.com radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, travel, charity, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money and were able to lead more balanced lives using real estate. Now, your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where, as always, we're here trying to work together to improve our financial IQ. This is a show for people who just want more out of life. They have that drive. They want to drive Ferraris. They want to travel. They want to have the time for fitness, romance, and everything else. And it's for people who are dissatisfied with the results of really their life so far. I was talking to a gentleman today. He was 45, and he had this epiphany. He goes, look, I started working after I graduated college, 23, so I've been working 22 years, and he has nothing to show for it. Now, the short story is he just allowed his expenses to go up over the years, because he tells a story I tell where people make 60 grand a year, they live paycheck to paycheck, they get a bunch of promotions, now they're making 150 a year, they're still living paycheck to paycheck. It's that lifestyle creep, and your expenses creep up to meet whatever your income is, and his motivation is to build a second stream of income because he's just unhappy with the results so far. And that's who this show is for. I'm going to go ahead and introduce my guest, Chris Hooter, who is a real estate investor. He's flipping houses right now and will eventually start buying, because everybody does. The natural way is to flip for a few years. Then you kind of get interested in buy and hold. He's really got enough money to buy an apartment complex, and that's probably going to be his very first deal. But welcome to the show, Chris.
Thank you. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you for coming. I appreciate it. He has already flipped his first house, a complete rehab in Austin, right?
Correct.
The first deal was in Austin, where he got a 50% cash-on-cash rate of return.
Annualized, yep.
Annualized, 50% cash-on-cash rate of return. Make a note, he's using all of his own cash. If that had been a deal with a hard money loan, that rate of return might have been 150%, because he would have only put up 50 or 60 grand compared to paying it in full. Some of you are going to say, but Steve, you say always use hard money. There are circumstances like Chris's where I don't mind people using all of their own money. Why pay the fees? Why pay the interest? The only thing is, when you get up to 12 a year, his goal is 12 a year, one a month, you'll probably use some hard money.
That's
on
right.
One or two of them.
I agree.
Because you'll have four or five going at the same time.
Yep.
But let's talk first about diversification. And the reason is that I did a show last week on why I don't like diversification, and I got multiple emails. Multiple. Some of them were nice, some of them were you're nuts, blah, 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 which is fine. I love everybody no matter what. And I know people who, they've got so much money. That was the one guy that was pro-diversification. I was like, well, you got a million here, a million there, a million there, a million there. Okay, I don't mind you being diversified. You got
right.
10 million bucks.
That's different.
Yep. You go for it. But when a person's starting out and they're trying to build that first, second stream of income, their first million, we'll say, they've got to be focused. So there's two sides to this. There's diversifying your money and then diversifying your brain. And I'll start with the brain, where I had a brilliant couple in my office that I was consulting, and she was all over the place. I'm thinking of raw land. Then I'm thinking of raw land and building a house on it. Then I'm thinking of buying a place with a house that has enough land to build a second house. And then I'm thinking small apartments. And then I'm thinking self-storage. And then I'm thinking, what that is brain diversification. The reason she isn't moving forward towards her financial goals is because she's only using 10% of her brain on 10 different things. And so after preaching for an hour and just listening to her and studying, I was like, what's wrong here? What's wrong here? Why isn't she moving forward? It dawned on me what I just said. So I said that to her. She got it instantly. Just a brilliant woman. And she goes, yep, I'm going to focus on single family rentals and small apartments. I'm focused now. And I think they're going to excel at it. You have to think about that as a listener. Is your brain in 20 different places? And like Chris said earlier on a podcast, if you're a jack of all trades, you're going to be a master of none. To be successful in the world today, you can't just be good. You've got to be great at whatever you're doing. So please, don't diversify your brain. Get focused. And then when it comes to diversifying money, just remember that the people telling you to be diversified are 65-hour-a-year financial planners. They don't know. It'd be different if you tell me, well, I've got a multi-billionaire, it doesn't even have to be a billionaire. I got a multi-millionaire entrepreneur, financial planner. Okay, you might listen to him if he says diversify. But I don't think he's going to say that. He's going to go, no, let's find what works and just do that. So everybody that's listening, I just want to tell you that diversification is a killer. To me, it's the eighth deadly sin. If you listen to Andrew Carnegie, well, you can't really listen to him. You have to read him. He says, and I quote, put all your eggs in one basket and spend your entire life making sure nobody kicks over your basket. But the poor and the middle class are running around going, don't put all your eggs in one basket. With poor and middle class beliefs, you're going to get poor and middle class results. So this is as much time I want to spend on it. I'm just telling you, go read about diversification, which is what the billionaires call it, diversification. So, all right, now let's have some fun and talk to Chris about his flip. This thing you made, you said 80 grand?
88, almost 90.
Almost $90,000 on one deal. Tell us a little bit about how you found it, starting with trying to do a partnership with a family member, because my listeners all know that I hate that. But tell us a little bit about that, how you ended up in the deal all by yourself.
Okay, let me predicate. Okay, I love my sister. Okay,
sure.
We're not right to do business together. Okay,
yeah.
We'll just leave it at that. So, but her and I, and my brother-in-law, so there was really three of us.
Three. Okay,
but the money was coming from my sister and I. So my sister and I purchased this property for $330,000 in Austin. So half and half. Okay.
Gotcha.
And we paid cash for that. Now, we did realize some capital gains when we did that, and I didn't really count them, but okay. So we bought it half and half. We had an estimate of about $50,000 repairs.
Okay.
So 330.
How many square feet?
1,444.
Ooh, that's almost a gut. That was a bad, you yeah. had to do just about everything.
Well, you know, it's funny that you said, and I don't want to go off on a tangent here, but I have found construction cost a little higher than what I heard in Houston. So I think the rule of thumb that I heard here was $15 to $20 per square foot.
Well, let's talk about that. We've got to go to break.
Yeah, we'll come back.
And we'll come back and talk about that. But 2x4s are $9. Before COVID, they were $2.75.
Well, there you go. Yep.
Crazy. All right, this is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis, along with my special guest, Chris Hooter, and we will be back after the break. Thanks for listening. Do you dream of a better life for you and your family? Do you want more time with the family? Would you like to be less dependent on a job for your income? Would you like to travel more? The solution is simple. Build a second stream of income. We can show you how. We are offering a free 2-hour sample class on how to use real estate to build a second stream of income for you and your family. To reserve a seat, visit gettotalwealth.com and click on the free class button at the top of the page. That's gettotalwealth.com. Thank you. Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis, along with my special guest, member and investor, Chris Hooter. And we were talking about the difference between the expenses and the costs of rehab between Austin and Houston. And then during the break, he brought up DFW's a little bit higher than Houston. But Austin, yeah, it's an extreme because they've got so much work. They're throwing out bids. They're going, this should be 40. I'll do it for 50. Let's see if I get it. And they get it once in a while.
Yeah, even before the lumber right. pricing surge. So I would say, maybe $20 in Houston, maybe per square foot.
Yeah, $20 a foot in
maybe
Houston.
Maybe 30, 35 in Dallas.
Yeah.
And then maybe 40, 45 in Austin. That's kind of what I stumbled across, Yeah.
Remarkable difference. Now, you're in the middle of two flips in San Antonio.
One's easy and one's might take a little longer. But
question, what are you finding about costs there, construction?
Well, as we talked about in the podcast, it's just the Austin market just went wild and crazy. You just couldn't get anything. There were too many investors competing for too few properties. What they're paying for those properties, unless the asset appreciation is going to continue for the next 6 months like it did the last 6 months, I don't know how they make any money. I don't know how they don't lose.
I don't think they do. I think they're speculators. They're not. They're doing the numbers and they're doing full price deals, hoping it goes up in value.
I guess.
Well, there's going to be a correction. I think it's at the end of this year or early next year. They're going to get burned. They're going to be in the middle of a flip and those prices are going to drop and they're not going to be able to sell.
The only thing I can see figure is maybe they have a contractor team, and they want to keep them working.
Yeah, that could be too.
And so they're sort of taking it. Let me keep the train rolling, and I can kind of appreciate that. So I pivoted from Austin to San Antonio. I was getting blown away in these bids, and like I said, they were going for just prices that were unreasonable.
I think they are unreasonable.
Yep. So I sort of the first one I purchased was the 1st of April. So I closed on the Austin one on the 23rd of
you
March.
You sold it.
Okay. Yeah. Closed. Sold. Okay. And then I had put down an offer to purchase on the first one in San Antonio. Right, the week before the Austin one closed, and I was worried about my contractor. I didn't want to lose my contractor. Right. I really wanted to keep that train going there. That's kind of why I said that. And that one closed on the 1st.
Excellent.
So that one's closed. That was about 340, and then a week later, I closed on another one. It was much less expensive, so it didn't hurt as bad. So, but
question is, which one of them is the big rehab?
The more expensive one. It's a historic home. It is. From the outside, it is stunning.
Really?
It is the prettiest house I've come across. She had me at hello, it's totally gutted.
Okay.
So the team that had did it, they'd kind of started and they had also owned the property next door and they didn't sell it. They made a duplex and they were trying to sell it. They couldn't sell it, so they just rented it. And I think that was going to be their pool of money.
Gotcha.
So they wanted to tap out, and I have a good realtor, and I was going to say, I don't want to give her away.
Don't be selfish.
Well, I know. So anyway, she came across the property, and I said that's a stunning property. My contractor went and looked at it. He goes, oh, that's beautiful, and so we can make it work. So we bought that one.
Very cool.
Yep.
And
it's 2,700 square feet, two stories. Beautiful roof. Oh, just stunning house. But needs a lot of work.
What type of roof is it?
It's metal roof.
Metal.
Very common. Okay. Very common in San Antonio.
Is it?
Yeah. Has a garage in the back. The roof needs to be replaced. And they had a casita in the back. They got a big slab back there. I'll either add the casita back, or maybe do some, barbecue area or something like that.
Now, is a casita like a palapa, or what's a casita?
Well, in Spanish, literally, that's small house. Oh, yeah, that's Austin lingo. That's not Houston lingo. Oh, yeah,
Houston lingo.
That's right. Yeah, so that casa is house, and casita is small house.
Small house.
So that would be like a 300-400 square foot.
Kitchen and bath?
They full bath. Yep.
Wow.
Not kitchen. They
not
have
kitchen,
bath.
Just
not
a bath.
That's right. I mean, I guess they could have a kitchen, but no. So this one might be 550 square foot.
Gotcha.
So, you can...
Like a mother-in-law house. Almost.
That's right.
Gotcha.
Or maybe put the teenager back there. You don't want to deal with him. The boy teenager, not the girl.
Yeah.
It's funny because my sister's
house... That's hilarious.
She has three bedrooms, and then she has what I would call a casita attached to her garage. And that was one of her older girls stayed there. So,
Interesting.
Yeah.
So your last deal, you made 80.
Almost 90.
Almost 90. Forgive me.
It was 88.
Call it 90 so I don't goof it up.
Yep.
You made 90. What are you projecting on these two?
I think I'll make 100 on one.
Okay.
And I think I'll make 50 on the other.
Okay. So three deals, you're up at close to $250,000 profit.
And by the time it's all said and done, within a calendar year for sure.
Yeah. And your goal is how many more this year?
I'd like to do
one more.
At least one more, depending on how one straddled the year, you know. Was that last year or this year? But at least one more, and that would be more or less one a quarter.
Well, I do know this about the San Antonio market. The lesser of the two, what's its ARV after repaired value?
On the ones I'm doing?
Yeah.
The smaller ones, so I got for 155, I might be 80 or 90 into it in repairs. I think I'll sell it for at least 400.
Okay.
So I might make 100 plus on that one after commissions. The bigger one, depending on which way I go, I might sell it for six.
Okay.
So I'll probably be in for 450, 460, and then some holding costs, maybe 470, and then if I can sell it for six, you know, maybe I'll make $70,000.
Days on market aren't going to be very long for those two price ranges.
If you like historic homes, then you're gonna like my nice one.
Yeah, that's really interesting. Are there any special permits you have
for the historic? Both of these will require permits. The beautiful one, the pretty one, is a historic structure, and then the other one is right there on the corner of the historic district.
Oh, okay. So they got an HOA telling you what to do.
So I've got the city permit. You know, they tell me what I can and can't do there. Yeah. That's correct. Yeah.
HOA is just Homeowners Association for those of you listening. But the city itself is actually saying, look, make sure you keep it in line with these standards.
That's right. And I'm actually barely outside it. I'm literally on this, you know, across the street
one
is, and
away.
I'm not. But that's right. But that's right.
Funny. All right. If you're considering flipping houses, if you're considering building a second stream, we'll really remember wholesaling and flipping is more like a second job, but it is very, very part-time. When I was flipping houses, I don't think I ever flipped 12 in one year. It was probably closer to 8 or 10.
That's still a lot.
Yeah, but I don't think I spent more than 10, 15 hours a month because I had trusted contractors, though, and you brought that up, too.
You have to trust your contractor, even if you live next door.
Yeah.
You have to trust
because if you annoy them and you go there every day
don't do that.
Thank you, Chris, for saying that. I swear, I know people that are just so bad, and they're like, well, that contractor, I contracted for 60 and ended up being 75. Yeah, because you nickeled and dimed him, going back in there and telling him to change this, change that, and you did $15,000 worth of change orders.
Right.
Of course, he's going to nickel it. Set the price, set the goal, let him complete it.
That's right.
And get on to your next deal. That'll be a total of four. If you do one more, that'll be four the first year.
Yes.
You want to try to do six the second year.
I think that's what I think.
Then get it up.
Yeah, maybe 8, 10, 12, you know. That's right.
Well, I can tell you it's going to depend on your contractor or having to use multiple contractors.
Yes. And I'm worried about interest rates, too. I don't know what's going to happen there, you know, two or three years out and how that will affect things.
Well, he promised us no rate increases for 2 years. As soon as Joe got into office, rate increases. It's like, whoa, wait a minute. What's going on here?
Now, I think in Texas, I have some criteria. You know, is it a growing economy?
Yeah.
Because I don't want to invest in some area that's not on the up,
right,
on the
right.
economy, so to speak. Okay, so yes. And is population growing? So I think as long as you check those two boxes.
Yeah, you're pretty safe.
I'm hoping, you know, we'll be okay. So, you know, I was talking about Austin and all the people moving to Austin, but all of Texas, people are moving to Texas, you know. So you really can't go wrong, at least in the big urban hubs.
I agree. Okay, I'm sorry. I never gave the phone number out. If you've got a question for Chris, give us a call right now. It's 281-558 5738, 281-558 KSEV. If you're a little shy, you feel like you got a dumb question, email it to me. Just put anonymous in the subject line. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. And it could be about flipping, or if you've got a question for me about something else, go ahead and call 281-558-5738. Let's go back to a question I asked you on the podcast, which was, what motivated you to go start building a second stream of income? I know you inherited some money,
yep,
but you also got laid off.
Yep.
And that had to have been a shock.
That's right. And then I had a young baby.
And another one.
That's right. And another one on the way.
Congratulations again.
We got another COVID baby coming. Yeah. That's right.
Wasn't much to do other than that.
That's right. That's right. So, I do want to spend more time with my kids, because I traveled and what I was doing, I was gone a lot.
Yeah.
And I wanted to kind of reel that in. And this was an opportunity. And like I said, Raymond James had all my money. Well, what are they doing with it? You know, so someone else is doing something with it and dribbling it to me.
Yeah.
So if I deploy some of those funds, I can grow it better than they can. And so far I have.
So how long have you been married?
Not long. Actually, we're common law. I'm calling it married, to be polite.
Since you've done it, yeah, you are common law.
That's
now.
Right. But we can't get married because of COVID.
Oh, okay.
We tried to get married twice, and we can't get married.
By the way, she's in Canada, for those of you
correct
wondering.
That's right.
All right, we'll talk more after the break here on the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis, along with my special guest, Chris Hooter. If you've got a question for either of us, give us a call, 281-558-KSEV. This is AM 700, the voice of Texas. Thanks for listening. Hi, this is Steve Davis, host of the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Catastrophes happen in the U.S. and around the world on a regular basis, causing tremendous financial difficulty for those unprepared. However, some people are prepared. These are the people with a second stream of income. This month, we are offering a free 2-hour sample class on how to use real estate to build a second stream of income for you and your family. For reservations, visit GetTotalWealth.com and click on the free class button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you. Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis, along with my special guest, Chris Hooter, who has just completed his first flip deal and now has two more that he's flipping. The first was in Austin, second two in San Antonio, because he just found better opportunity there. We've got a phone caller. If you've got a question, call us right now, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Let's go to the Galleria area and talk to Lou. Lou, thanks a lot for calling in. How are you today?
Oh, great, great. And thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
So I have a concern. I have an elderly parent, and of course, obviously they're on Medicare, they're retired. However, my parent left me with a couple of condos that one of them still has a mortgage. And being that sometimes I'm on the West Coast for a business, a contract work, I'm wondering, would the best way of handling this property would be to sell it? Because, you know, I would have to actually fly back and forth if my work requires me to be out of state. To just sell it or rent it?
This is going to be a cash flow question. One of them is free and clear. The other one has a mortgage.
Right.
So there's two total.
My parent is living in that other condo, and I've paid it off. So all they're paying is just the maintenance fees per month. However, the other one that has a mortgage, and the mortgage is not really that much, but it hasn't been leased out in a few months, because sometimes that I go back and forth, I was staying there, but being that I don't want to be losing money because we haven't rented it out yet, I'm wondering if it would just be better just to sell it or just find another renter.
Yeah, I would. To be honest with you, Lou, I've never sold a piece of property that I didn't regret it. I wish I had every piece of property I ever bought back. So my first inclination is no, but you shouldn't be managing this yourself. There's a company called Real Property Management. Let me make sure I've got the name correct. That we promote. Yeah, Real Property Management. Let them run it for you. You know, they'll charge you $100, $150 bucks a month, but it depends on the cash flow. So, Lou, what I'm going to want you to do is email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com, and you and I will do a cash flow analysis on the deal, and we'll figure out whether you should sell it or whether you should rent it out.
Okay.
You still there, Lou?
Well, okay. Yeah. I'm just trying to write this.
asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Send me what you owe on it, what the monthly payment is, what it will rent for, and the most important one of all, what's the homeowner association fee every month? Sometimes that's more than your doggone mortgage.
Well, because this is just a one-story unit and my parents are living on a two-story, you know, it's not really that high. It's like in the 300s. But then,
excellent.
Of course, I added on the insurance that I am paying
right.
monthly, and also the mortgage amount per month. You know, that can add up.
Yeah. Send me that information, and we'll analyze it, Lou.
Okay, so you're saying that you're at?
Yeah, steve@gettotalwealth.com.
Totalwealth.com. Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you, Lou. You take care. Okay, if anybody else has a question, give me a call, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com, asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. I'm now going to ask you some personal questions like I asked you before. And the reason, during the break, I should say, the reason is your face lights up when you talk about your wife. How long have you known her? You haven't been able to get married. It seems like you've got a very balanced life. You're in shape. If you were here, he's fit. Got a beautiful wife, one child, another on the way. You're trying to lead a balanced life. You're not just out there to make money.
Yeah, we've known each other since, got more serious, I guess, since about 2016.
Okay, about
four or five
years.
Yeah, so, and then she got pregnant with Tristan, which Tristan's 2 years old, almost 2 years and a month. So,
okay.
So we didn't take long for her to, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
didn't waste any time.
No, we didn't waste any time, and we're good for each other. I'm 53. She's 30. She's a little younger than me, and sometimes that works for people, and sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah.
And in our case, it does.
Yeah, you're a very high energy guy.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people, because I'm 56. They don't exercise, and they're tired all the time.
I've always exercised.
Yeah, and they can't keep up.
Yeah.
With a 30-year-old.
No, I agree.
But because you exercise,
yep.
take care of yourself, stay fit, you're able to keep up.
Yeah, and I play basketball with my nephews and all that, and they're, you know, 18 and 16 and things like that, and I can keep up with them. So as long as that's okay. You know, but I've been fortunate. I haven't had any real injuries, you know.
Yeah.
But when you do get – when you turn 50, you know, and I was a jogger, and I've run several marathons, and you get a little nagging injury, and sometimes it just won't recover like it used to. So, but I just pivot. I do something else, you know.
I eliminated all high impact at 50.
Yeah.
No more running. I do rowing, and I do stationary bike.
There you go.
And just to protect my knees and my lower back, which I've had trouble with from a jump when I was in the Marines – Not a parachute jump. I jumped out of a tree. And when I hit the ground, my left foot hit some water and slipped out, hit right on my butt.
Oh, wow.
And it did some damage. But other than that, then I keep working out. I have to keep working out. I don't see how people don't, because my energy levels drop, my sex drive drops, my cognitive skills drop when
I don't
work
skills
out.
I think it was Friedrich Nietzsche that said the best thoughts are while walking, you know.
Yeah.
Who was a philosopher, author. I find that to be the same too, you know. Now with the child, I don't have as And in Canada, sometimes the inclement weather is
prevents
it too. And you can't just go to the gym now because of COVID.
But are the gyms up there still closed?
The gyms have, and it depends where you are now. But okay. At least in Manitoba, the gyms are open with a limited 25% or 50%. So you actually see a line around the gym
waiting to get in.
I'm like, but that's what it's come to, you know.
Yeah, I actually built a home gym.
Yep.
I bought myself a Smith machine, a rower, and a stationary bike during COVID.
Yep.
Because I wasn't going to go in there. It was just wearing a mask and training is very difficult.
Yep. I have a speed bag, and so I can kind of do that.
Very cool.
Yep.
If you don't know what a speed bag is, it's a boxing tool.
That's right. I put on my Muhammad Ali spirit, you know.
Yeah. Oh, my God, that guy motivates the daylights out of me.
I float like a butterfly, you know.
Yeah, he motivates me like nobody else. Let me ask you this. Did you have some fear? You came in and joined Total Wealth Academy
in June. Yep.
You took the Saturday class.
Yep.
What was your biggest fear? Because you just seemed to kind of join up and then go do it on your own.
I think I'm just at that point in my life. When I turned 50, it was like, well, if we're going to do anything, you know, if we're going to pivot,
do it now.
If we're going to do something interesting, now is the time. And so went with my wife, sort of, that was the now's the time there. And then with this, now is the time for because, if not now, when?
Yeah, it is true. That 50th birthday, I think for just about anybody, is a wake-up call. Because I remember when I woke up on my 50th birthday, it dawned on me how fast that 50 years had gone. And I was like, the next 50 are going to go faster, and I'm probably not going to survive it.
Yeah.
I'm going to do something major. And that was part of the impetus for Total Wealth Academy.
And even if you... Even if you don't reach a goal, at least you tried.
Yeah, I'd rather shoot and miss than not
shoot.
That's
right. That's right. You know, so I agree.
I don't know if you've heard this story because it happened after June of last year. I was helping my mother-in-law move, and I met this Vietnam vet. She's in a assisted living home, and I met this Vietnam vet, 82, 83, and he actually said that to me. He goes, after I told him what I did, he goes, wow. I wish I had somebody like you because I didn't even try. And I asked him, I said, well, what do you mean you didn't even try? He goes, I was too scared.
Yeah.
And he said, now I'm 82. I don't even know what I was scared of.
Yeah.
I can't even define it.
Yeah.
But fear leads to regret. The other lesson I learned from it, I thought you only regretted it on your deathbed, but no, it lasts for regret lasts for decades.
That's right.
And that is just too painful for me. The Rock also brings that up. Who else? Gary Vaynerchuk. Yep. You and I were joking about him. Yep. He cusses so much. but he says the same thing. Regret. I'm not going to live with regret. When I die, I'm going to go, I live my life to the fullest.
That's right.
And I think when you get 50, you start going, man, I need to start living my life to the fullest. All right, we got to go to break. We're coming up on the final segment of the show. So if you've got a question for Chris or myself, call 281-558-5738. 281-558-5738. KSEV or email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Thanks for listening. Real estate accounts for more millionaires in America than any other investment vehicle. This second stream of income can truly change your life. More time for travel, romance, and much more. Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. We are in the final segment of today's show. So if you've got a question for Chris or myself, give us a call right now. 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV. And remember, if you're shy or you're at work and you know you're going to get fired if you call into a radio show, give a fake name. But get your question answered at 281-558-5738 or email me at asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. One thing, I've got to pay some bills, and that is this. On May 29th, we are doing our first annual, it's a Saturday before Memorial Day, we're doing our first annual crawfish party. There's going to be free crawfish and beer. There's going to be three different syndicators and myself speaking before we feast and drink beer. And we'll go over case studies of self-storage, apartment complexes. I'll even give you an overview of what we're looking at in assisted living. And if I've got time, I'm even going to discuss a flip or two. So if you'd like to come to that, register now, because we're limited to 300 people because that's how big our seminar room is. We have over 1,000 members. I'm telling you, I promise you, we'll get to 300. So if you want to come to this event, check us out and see what's going on. Go to gettotalwealth.com/crawfish. gettotalwealth.com/crawfish. And go ahead and reserve a seat for you, your significant other, whatever. Again, we're in the final segment now, Chris. I asked you this. What's the advice you give to people who are thinking, if someone says, I want to build a second stream of income? Well, I know it's your kind of your only, because, yeah, it is your only income stream. You know,
well, I mean, I have other investments that I haven't touched. Right. And traditional investments, I guess. You know.
Okay.
The stock market stuff.
But if someone's sitting there going, man, I'm dissatisfied with the results I'm getting from just working. Which is the Monopoly analogy.
Yes.
There's a bunch of people that are just going around the board collecting their paycheck.
That's right.
And they don't buy any real estate. They're never going to win the game. So
if you don't put a hotel in that thing, you're not.
That's So we want to get them out of that. What would be your encouraging words for people who think, man, I should flip a house this year?
Well, you know, when I was 50, these thoughts started dawning on me. And you are where you are in life. If not now, when?
Yeah.
And if you have an excuse not to do it today, if you're 30, 40, whatever, then you probably have that same excuse 10 years from now. So maybe just a light bulb has to go off. Maybe just you just got to hear it from the right person. But I would just encourage people to if it's hard to make real wealth, no pun intended.
Yeah.
on traditional W-2 income.
Yeah, it is.
It's just hard, you know, and you can have a 401k and maybe your employer matches. Maybe you can put up, even if you put up 10 grand a year, which would be pretty good. I mean, you know, it's going to take a while for that to really escalate to the numbers of,
A lot of people don't realize you have to save $50,000 a year for 20 years to have saved $1 million.
That's right.
50 grand a year for 20 doggone years. And if you're doing it like you just described, just 20 grand a year, how long is that? That's going to be five.
It's going to take you a while to get there. You're not going to get there.
It's going to be 50 years.
Yeah, you're not going to get there in a normal working
You'll be
lifetime.
Dead.
That's right.
You'll be dead. Yeah, so I encourage anybody that's listening to this that does want to build a second stream of income, it can be done. It's being done all around you. Come check us out. If not us, somebody. There's multiple groups in town that teach this stuff. So get out there, educate yourself, and go out. And even if it's just to flip one house this year, brings you 90 grand. Some of you work 12 months and don't bring home 90 grand.
Yeah. Well, that's
Think
true.
About that.
Now I did my homework now, and I attended some of your courses and things like that. I didn't just jump in and do
Understood.
It blindly, you know.
So yeah, that's like, what I'm telling people. Yeah. Go learn the business, take a course so you do it right the first time, and then go do it. Because for many people, that would be doubling their income, just one deal.
That's right.
And that took you 5 months or 6 months?
Well, from the buy close to the sell close, it was 5 months and 1 week.
5 months and 1 week. So they could.
And it was really only that long because of the storm. Had it not been the storm, it would have closed a couple
the
weeks
ice
earlier.
Storm.
Yeah.
Closed a couple weeks earlier. Yeah, that's a life-changing event. So if you do want to check us out as possibly a mentor or consultant for you, go to gettotalwealth.com, and in the upper right-hand corner, we've got a free sample class where you can see my educational technique. Make sure it's something that fits you. If it does, then we've got programs that start at just $500. I mean, let's be real. It's normally $2,000, but because of COVID, we've had it on sale. We were supposed to only have it on sale for 1 month. You know, it's a year later, it's still $500. So for $500, you get a Saturday class and 2 years of question and answer with the wealth coaches. So we'll help you through your deals. But go to gettotalwealth.com, upper right-hand corner, click the free sample class. And
bring
your
significant other, too, you know.
It is important. That having my wife's support changed my life. There were many times when I came home full of self-doubt. Things weren't going right. I couldn't find a deal. I had a goal to find a deal every 30 days, and it was 60 days in. I'd be discouraged, and she'd pat me on the back and tell me, you can do it. Don't give up. It's so important to have spousal support. So if you can, bring them. They're included in the membership anyway if you decide to join. All right, phone lines are open. Just a couple more minutes. 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me at asksteve@gettotalwealth.com, asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. All right. One guy, a friend of mine, who's, we'll just call him Eagle, has sent two questions. The first one, do you own a chain of chicken wing restaurants?
I wish I did. I wish I did.
Hooters.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, okay, I wish I did. And the race car. They still have the race car, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I wish I did. I did date a girl that worked there, but no, that's...
You lucky son of a...
Yeah.
Okay, and then the second question from Eagle. Eagle's a riot.
Yeah.
Did he first line up buyers for both his historic houses and flips? I think what Eagle's asking is, did you buy buyers and then find the houses to flip, or you found the houses to flip and then you're finding buyers?
Buyers, I'll let the realtor sell them.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I get the comps from the realtor, and she just listed on MLS.
Yeah.
On the back end.
So in answer to your question, Eagle, no, he doesn't line up buyers. I do know flippers who do that. They'll find a historic house, and the
construction guy will do that on the historic one, maybe something like that as it plays out over the next few months. Maybe
he'll have a buyer before he even starts construction.
You might.
All right, let's go to the phone lines to Louisiana. Man, this station gets
go Tigers.
Let's go to Ruston, Louisiana, and talk to Joey. This is probably a question for both of us. Joey, thanks a lot for calling in. How are you today?
Oh, pretty good, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Just driving through. Going to South Texas, I work in the oil and gas industry, and this industry is under fire, you know, with all the current situation. So looking to start a second stream of income and exit that oil and gas industry. And I just want to get some tips on how to start. I have two houses right now. I'm selling one this week, and we have one home.
You broke up on me, Joey. Are you still there? Dang it, that was a good question.
Yeah, I was in oil and gas, essentially.
Were you?
Yeah, I was working up in Fort McMurray, Alberta, at the in the tar sands, or the oil sands, as they call it. That's where
Joey, if you can still hear me, try to call back, please. We want you to find out if that second home is where he lives, or if he actually has three homes. Because we have to be careful on the radio. People will say, I own two homes. Is it two homes or two houses? And you have a third property that's actually your home. So, Joey, give me a call back, 281-558. Oh, Joey, are you there?
Yeah, so the second home is just we're selling. It was our primary. We've moved to North Louisiana, so we will only have one primary residence.
So you actually have three right now. You're selling one this week. The other one's going to be for sale, and you live in the third one.
No, we only have two. We're going to sell one this week, and we'll be down to one primary residence.
Understood now. Sorry about that, Joey. So the first step, Joey, is of course to take a course on real estate investing so that you know how to flip. There's an excellent book out there. I'm having trouble remembering the name, but if you'll email me, do you think you can remember my email while you're driving?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll look up the website.
Yeah, look up the website, gettotalwealth.com. Email me, just remind me you're in Louisiana, and I'll get some contacts for you out there.
Okay, all right,
we got Thank you. I appreciate it. All right, Chris, this is the end of the show. I really appreciate you coming on.
Enjoy
great conversation. Thanks, everybody, for listening, and have a great rest of your day.
Been listening to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decision. To find out about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit GetTotalWealth.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great rest of your day.